Welcome to WeSchool once again. We are on chapter 5, a very important chapter, personalized marketing and platform strategies in financial services. When we talk about personalized marketing, gone are the days of mass marketing. Gone are the days of pushing standalone products. Now, customers want products that meets their needs, preferences, and life goals. They want timely, relevant, and ethical approach. And with this has created personalized marketing. When we talk about personalized marketing, it makes helps of the artificial intelligence, machine language to refine the data, to put it into micro segments and provide the need-based, timely products and services to the customer as and when they want, which meets the moment, which meets their life goals. And a bank, a financial service provider have also used the interactive marketing, the contextual marketing to engage the customer, to tell more about him, to understand more about him, and to design products that meets his needs. Financial service provider are using special strategies, special approach like platform-based marketing to enhance the reach, to cross-sell, upsell, to when this reach is enhanced, they can actually have more markets and more products and services. With this, we are going to understand very important things in this chapter. The objective of this chapter is to understand how personalization and platform strategies are transforming financial services marketing. We will focus on using AI and customer data to generate personalized and timely experiences for customers, and we'll also learn how to integrate the digital and physical channels for effective cross-selling, upselling, and long-term customer engagements. So now, to start with, let's understand the power of personalization in finance. When we talk about personalization, it simply means offering products, advice, and experiences that match each customer's unique needs and goals. There are many benefits of personalization. One of them is it makes customer feel understood and valued. It increases customers' engagement, and it also helps to build stronger trust, increase customer satisfaction, and create long-term loyalty. What is the role of customer data? Because when we talk about personalization, the financial service provider, the marketers needs to understand the customer in detail. And here comes the usefulness of customer data. Financial institutions analyze customer data such as what they buy, how much they earn, what is their life goals, and what they do on their apps or websites. With all this information, financial service providers can understand what type of product fits into the needs and provide services to the customer that are actually useful and important. For example, a bank might send investment recommendations based on a customer's age and risk profile, or a fintech app might suggest savings plan suited to someone's monthly expenses. Now, AI and customer data platforms play a very important role in personalization. They are actually transforming the way financial service providers understand and serve their customer. AI tools look into large data sets to find patterns, predict future behavior, and identify what a customer is likely to do next. AI tells the financial service provider about what customers might need next by studying their behavior, spending patterns, as well as the preferences. If we have to understand with an example, AI might recognize that the customer who frequently travels abroad would benefit from a Forex card or an international insurance plan. And hence, AI-based recommendations are very useful. It helps automate personalization, ensuring every customer interaction feels relevant and timely. Like AI, customer data platforms also have a very important role in marketing. The customer data platforms bring together data from many different sources, such as the apps, websites, transactions, and even social media, into one place for creating smarter, more personalized financial experiences. What it does is it connects data from CRM systems, transaction records, and online, and create a 360-degree customer profile. And with this, the marketer can understand everything about the customer and based on that, design a campaign or a plan for the customer. AIS and CDBs together make it possible for the banks and fintechs to offer the right message, product, or service at the right time. Financial service providers use this insight to send targeted marketing messages, dynamic product offers, and even real-time recommendations. And that's not all. We always have advances in AI, customer data platforms, and the digital ecosystems. This in turn enable hyper-relevant, tailored experiences that align with each individual's financial journey. It is not static, but it is very interactive, contextual, and helps the marketer to be more dynamic. It improves conversion rates as customers are more likely to act on offers that feel relevant to them. The advances in AI, customer data platforms, and digital ecosystem helps the marketer to create effective personalization in finance, and it depends on how well the customer data is collected, analyzed, and used. Success in personalized marketing can be measured with click-through rates, conversion rates, and customer retention. By combining both AI and CDPs, banks and fintechs can improve customer engagement, increase satisfaction, and strengthen loyalty through hyper-personalized financial journeys. AI and CDPs also help bank and financial fintechs to understand customers very well and predict what they want. Now, as I said before, their marketing has to be very important to be engaging. And when we talk about engaging, newer ways of marketing have emerged, and one amongst them is interactive and contextual marketing. What exactly is interactive and contextual marketing? Interactive and contextual marketing is all about getting the perfect message to a customer exactly when and where they need it. It makes marketing much more interesting and useful by paying attention to what customers are doing, where they are, and what they might need right then. And customer feels surprised as to how the marketer is keeping a watch on him. Banks and fintechs send right message at the right time and place. Every interaction becomes more meaningful and personalized. And though the customer feels he's on the bankers or the financial service are watching him, he's more happy to receive them because they are more relevant, timely, and useful. How contextual marketing works in finance? It's very simple. Interactive and contextual marketing uses information like a customer's location, activity, and recent actions to send them messages and experiences just for them. Banks and fintechs communicate instantly through mobile apps, email, social media, SMS, and even the push notifications. Let's understand this with an example. If a customer is looking at a travel deal online, here the bank might immediately send them a notification about a special travel credit card. Now, this is very timely and it can offer conveniences as well as save some money for the customer, who in turn will be very happy. To make marketing interesting, financial service providers use fun interactive tools like quizzes, chatbots, and games so that the customer is encouraged, motivated, as well as rewarded. These tools encourage customers to take part and learn about money products in a way that is enjoyable and easy to remember. Gamification is a very important tool. It goes to the extent of rewarding the customer with badges, points, or any other way by which the customer continues to be in this process. When we talk about gamification, like reward points for completing financial health checklists or saving goals, motivates customers to stay active and loyal. Storytelling and visual content like short videos, infographics, and reel further help to simplify the complex financial topics and make the brand feel more relatable. So when we talk in terms of gamification and storytelling, these are definitely interactive tools which engages the customer and serves the purpose of bank successfully engaging and educating the customer. Now, there can be a multi-channel personalization. In multi-channel personalization, banks engage customers across various touch points such as email, mobile apps, websites, and even the social media. Financial service providers use AI and customer data to make sure that the message feels connected across all these places, and it gives a very pleasant experience for the customer. For example, a special offer you see on your mobile app might also pop up as a reminder on social media or even in an email. Through interactive and contextual marketing, financial service provider can build stronger relationship, encourage customer engagement, and even create memorable digital experiences. Now let's understand the platform business models. When we talk about platform business models, there is a tremendous shift from just one branch model through multi-touch points. And here, when we talk about multi-touch points, we have different platforms available for the customer. This shift to platform ecosystems in financial system services have created many conveniences and benefits for both the customers as well as the financial service providers. In the modern financial world, financial service providers are no longer working alone. They are becoming part of a platform ecosystems and networks that bring together many types of services like banking, insurance, investments, and partner offerings on one digital platform. So here, bankers don't have to learn everything, but by just partnering with the specialist, they can ensure that customer gets everything ready to finance under one roof and benefit both, again, the customer as well as the financial service provider. This shift allows financial institutions to offer personalized, convenient, and connected services to the customers. And these integrated financial marketplaces make life easy for the users by providing all financial services under one roof. Now, there are certain specific ways of engaging customers, and these are super apps as digital platforms. Financial service providers are becoming digital platforms that connect customers with multiple service providers. And super apps are digital platforms that offer multiple services in one place just by the click of a button or even in a touch-based device, including banking, payment, shopping, insurance, investments, and even travel. Here, the goal is to offer connected, seamless, and personalized financial services with a common gadget like a mobile, which customer carries with him anywhere and any place he goes. Now, let us have a platform thinking and ecosystem approach. Platform thinking means shifting from selling individual products to creating an ecosystem where many participants interact. Because we have seen gone are the days when the push was on selling the product standalone. Now, it is a comprehensive approach by offering an ecosystem wherein various participants are integrated on one platform. Instead of focusing only on transactions, the focus moves on building relationship and long-term engagements. Multiple participants interact and benefit together on the platform. It allows them to interact, exchange values, and benefit together. For example, a bank app can allow customers not only manage savings and loans, but also buy insurance, invest in mutual funds, or even book financial consultations all from one place. It might be not just from a bank, but it can be available through their partners. Financial service providers form ecosystem partnerships with other players, and this is the key in the modern times. For example, partnership with insurance company can provide risk protection products. Investment firms can have products for wealth creation. Fintech startups can have useful tools, digital tools, and innovations. The technology partners for data analytics, automation, and AI-driven personalization create special experiences for the customer. These partnerships exchange value and collaborate to deliver better services, enrich services, increase the customer's trust, and establish long-term relationships. Digital platforms make such experiences seamless and convenient, building trust and increase customer loyalty. We have something called integrated services on such more platform-based ecosystems. In a platform model, different financial services come together to create an integrated experience, such as banking service includes savings accounts, credit cards, and loans. Insurance provide life, health, or travel coverage. Investment service could include mutual funds, bonds or digital gold. So the comprehensive solution is provided on one single platform, which makes a win-win situation for both the customer as well as the financial service provider. Partners' services may include tax filing, bill payments, or even financial education tools. And when these all are put together, customers can get all their financial needs met under one roof. For example, if a customer gets a home loan, the platform can automatically suggest home insurance and investment plans. This makes for a simple, connected financial experience. Now, when we have seen the reach has increased, the platforms have been multiplied, this creates a wonderful opportunity for the financial service provider to sell something more, in the form of big ticket, to sell something more, something other important product. And here we are going to understand cross-selling, upselling, and embedded finance. Embedded finance especially is useful when the customer uses any tool which has finance involved into it. Let's understand this one by one. Platforms make cross-selling, upselling easier. When we talk about cross-selling simply means offering related products. For example, suggesting car insurance when someone buys a car loan. Now, when we talk about car loan and insurance, both are different. But when a car loan is taken, our insurance is cross-sold. Similarly, upselling means encouraging customers to move to a higher or a more premium product. A beautiful example is upgrading a regular credit card to a platinum one. Yeah, the credit card could be a basic one, but for a higher fees, he can get more facilities, more features on that premium card. So these are very important marketing strategies for selling something more to existing customers. What is embedded finance? Embedded finance, we have already seen, it takes this further by integrating financial services directly into non-financial platforms. And when we talk about non-financial platforms, these are used on a regular basis, on a daily basis by the customer. Finance is becoming embedded into everyday digital life, such as e-commerce platforms, travel and health app, daily use digital services. If we have to understand this by example, when you buy something on an e-commerce site and an offer and instant credit options, that's embedded finance, because that commercial site is not for offering finance. But when you buy something, it provides a facility of instant credit. That's where embedded finance comes into the picture. Instead of customers going to the bank, finance is coming to the customer on non-financial platforms, which was never expected sometimes before. Platforms can also earn money in this platform-based business several ways, and effective revenue models can be created on financial platforms in the form of transaction fees, in the form of subscriptions. When we talk about transaction fees, platform charges small fee every time a customer makes a payment, sends money, or trades on a platform. Whereas in case of a subscription model, customers pay a set amount each month or year to get extra special features like faster service or better rewards, and this creates a revenue, consistent revenue for the platform provider. We also have a value-added service revenue model wherein platform charges for extra benefits like financial advice, getting help first, or managing their investments with a personal touch. These models ensure both the customer and the platforms gain value in the long run. Now, what is the role of partnerships in embedded finance? Embedded finance depends on strong partnership between financial institutions and non-financial business. Because when we talk about finance in the modern world, non-financial business also provide value. This partnership creates complete systems where customers can do everything they need, from finding a product to paying for it and even getting protection, insurance, all in one place. This makes finance a natural part of daily life. For example, when you shop online and see a BNPL option, that's embedded finance working. It makes financial service simple, fast, and a normal part of our daily life. Now, which are the key sectors using embedded finance? The key sectors could be retail, travel, health tech, etc. Let's look at this one by one. When it comes to retail, integrating easy payment, loyalty rewards, and financial options in stores or apps would be a beautiful example. When we talk about travel, offering insurance, forex cards, or easy installment options could also be another option of embedded finance while booking. Health tech medical apps can offer pay for wellness services or preventive care packages directly to medical and health applications. Health embedded finance is growing across many industries, especially non-finance industries. E-commerce platforms offer instant credit or EMIs options during the checkout. When we talk about travel apps allow customers to buy travel insurance while booking tickets. The fintech partnerships connects banks and technology companies to provide smart financial solutions like digital wallets, instant lending, or the payment gateways. Embedded finance helps banks and financial providers in various ways, such as customer acquisition, that is getting new customers, and even customer retention, keeping the existing ones loyal. And this has created benefits not only for the customers, but for businesses also. How can the customer benefit? Customer can benefit from easy access, faster transactions, personalized financial options. It makes financial service become simple, convenient, and personalized, and customers can also enjoy seamless, fast, and relevant financial options. How can the businesses benefit? Businesses benefit by reaching more customers, improving convenience and trust. When a user already trusts an e-commerce or travel app, they are more likely to use its financial features too. Businesses gain more customers who stay longer because of better experience, and they also have chances of cross-selling and upselling. However, there can be certain risks and responsibilities also in embedded finance. For example, financial services, handle money and personal data. Businesses need to manage this risk carefully and follow all regulations, else they can face penalties. Key responsibilities include data protection, which is keeping customer information secure and private. When it comes to credit risk, banks should make sure customers can afford a loan or buy now pay later option before approving it. Regulatory compliance. Financial service providers should follow all government rules and financial regulations correctly. Managing this properly helps maintain customer trust and ensures long-term sustainability of embedded finance models.